Welcome to Bass Fan Radio, presented by Spro, home of the sports professional, and Yamaha Marine, when you want the best. And now, here's your host, John Storm.
Hi, John Storm here, Bass Fan Radio, and I'm talking with one angler who needs no introduction, and that's Kevin Van Dam. How you doing, Kevin?
Man, I'm doing great. How about you?
Not doing too bad. You told me that you're packing up for the Classic right now, right?
Yeah, you know, we're getting all my equipment ready. Right now I'm unwrapping some secret baits, man. you know how that is. You always got to have those secret things. But for the Classic, it's such a big event that every year, you always think of, hey, this technique or that technique might be really something that's special. And I've waited and waited for this particular bait to come for a long time, and it didn't get here none too early, but I'm excited about it. Something that I think is really going to work down there.
All right, great. Well, I won't pry for the details on that. We'll just wait to see it. What I want to do today is go off the path a little bit, Kevin. And usually you and I and you and Bass Fan talk about performance and your number one world ranking and those different things, but I want to talk a little bit more about Kevin Van Dam, the person, today. So if I could just throw out some random questions to you and have you answer with about the first thing that comes to mind, I'd like to do that. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, that works great, man.
All right,
cool. Should be fun.
Well, without further ado, here we go. Kevin, what's the one moment of your career that you relive most often in your mind?
Probably winning my first Bassmasters Classic, because for so long it kind of eluded me. And the late Tim Tucker, he made it a point at every press conference to say, Kevin Van Dam, you know, one of the better bass anglers to never win the Classic. You know, what do you think about this? So, I mean, that always kind of got to me a little bit. So I got to thank Tim a little bit for being able to get that first win, because he was really motivating at those press conferences.
Good. Okay. Who rocks harder, Angus Young of AC/DC or Kirk Hammett of Metallica?
Oh, that's Metallica's, you know. Well, they're both pretty solid, but Metallica is the greatest band of all time by far.
All right, cool. The bumpiest highway you regularly travel on tour?
Oh, gosh. It's got to be it's getting better now, but it's got to be the Interstate 94 and 69, which is my main through fare to head south, you know, to head to most of the places that we go anywhere along the East Coast. It's just a nightmare, especially with the winters we have up here. So that one, and I'll tell you, the highways around Detroit, too, are just unbelievable bumpy.
All right. How about this one? Let's imagine that Bass changes format and limits you to just one bait for an entire season. Which one do you bring?
Oh, my gosh.
You can just say style if you don't want to say an individual bait.
Yeah, I would probably have to pick a crankbait. You know, a jig or a crankbait.
Cool.
That's tough, because you got to have something that works with everything. I'm glad they don't do anything like that, because that's just so limiting.
Yep. Okay, what was the biggest surprise of your tournament career? That might be a tough one.
Yeah, the biggest surprise, probably early in my career when I first started, and the first year or two, how big the Bassmasters Classic was even then. I mean, how exciting it was. I mean, you read about it and things like that, and I had people tell me, hey, you're going to be blown away when you go to your first Classic. You're going to have a hard time competing. And it was everything I expected it to be, and it still is. It's just, there's just something different about the Classic than any other event, man. It's just the energy and the excitement, and you know, everything from the fans to the spectators to, you know, to the media, and just the whole thing. It's like the Super Bowl. You know, you just tingle waiting for it.
Your favorite sport aside from pro fishing?
Gosh, I'm a big fan of several. Probably the NFL first. That and NASCAR are two. I mean, they're tight. I love NASCAR. I know quite a few of the drivers, and that, you know, it makes it really neat when you get to know somebody. And I don't know anybody personally in the NFL, so to speak. But I'm a big hockey fan too. You know, the Red Wings are kind of legendary up here in this part of the country. So I kind of really follow the seasons, and you know, I grew up playing baseball, and I'm a big Tigers fan too. Mm-hmm. So that's a tough deal there, you know.
Okay.
I'm a whatever season there is, I'll promise you, I'm a big fan of some sport.
All right, good answer. Your nephew Jonathan, or JVD, how good is he?
Jonathan's pretty good. He's got a lot to learn yet. So, you know, as anybody does when they're first starting out, he doesn't have a lot of experience. But what he does have is he has a lot of knowledge that he's, because he's grown up around it. You know, he's spent a lot of time in not only my tackle room and around here at the house where he gets to see all the latest and greatest equipment, but also at DNR Sports where, you know, same place where I started out and grew up meeting a lot of contacts in the industry and things like that. So he's, you know, he's definitely on the right road to start, you know, to be a professional. He's got a, you know, he's got a pretty good drive for it, and he's got a good knowledge base to begin with. What he needs is just a little more time on the water. And, you know, as he's going to college and fishing these opens, he's getting that. And hopefully along the way he can have some more success.
Great. All right, a couple more questions. You surviving?
Oh, yeah. This is easy.
Okay.
You haven't given me anything tough yet.
Pick one fan experience from last year. What makes it stand out?
You know, probably the days on the water at Grand Lake in that tournament there. I had a pretty strong battle going with Jeff Crete going into the final day, and, you know, the whole squirrel thing came out then, and it was a lot of fun. And like I say, there was, you know, 40, 50 boats following me, so it was a pretty exciting time out there on the water with the people when you'd catch one, you know, that, you know, how excited they'd get and stuff. It was a memorable tournament for me.
Cool. How about this? A bait you used to catch a lot of fish on, but haven't thrown in at least 10 years.
At least 10 years. That's a tough thing there. Probably a Bomber Long A.
Okay.
Or a Bomber 7A and a Bomber Long A both are baits that I used to be great baits for me, but you know, over the years, there's other baits that have really replaced them for me, and I just don't even throw them anymore. Haven't thrown them.
Okay. Do you believe in life on other planets?
Well, I haven't seen any proof of it, so I guess not.
Okay. Last question. 2008. Make one prediction about your performance.
You know, I'm pretty motivated this year. I'm not going to lie. I, you know, you never know how it's going to go. But really, the last 2 years, I've fished really well in most of the events, and it's just so hard to, you know, be at the top of your game and have everything click for you every single day of competition each year. And that's close to what it takes anymore to be to win Angler of the Year. So, you know, I want to win it again really bad, and, you know, I put a lot of energy and emphasis into it each year, and this year's no different. You know, I mean, it's really about all I've thought about in the offseason. So you take that for what it's worth.
Okay, we will, Kevin, and thanks so much for joining us today, and good luck at the Classic. We'll be talking soon.
Thanks, man.
All right, we'll see you.
Bass Fan Radio.